Nothing like a good day in the city of Southgate, Michigan. Hey, welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls, ladies and gents. I won't say friends and foes. Sports news to give you enough of and then some. We're going to have an abbreviated version of Butch on Sports tonight here because just so much to get ready for. You know what I mean when I get finished with this broadcast here. Here we go. Let's do it. TJ Hockenson is officially back with the Detroit Lions for two more seasons. The Lions exercised their fifth-year option on Hockenson's contract on Tuesday. The move that locked up the Pro Bowl tight end to 2023. The move was expected, especially when GM Brad Holmes addressed his media at the time the NFL owners met in March and said this was the time that he has to do some things that would shore up the team. And Hockenson wants to be here in Detroit. That is an important ingredient. I'll get to that conversation later. Now, with this all saying there, the Detroit Lions have a draft to take care of next week. And I say next week because the draft tomorrow will also bring in players that they have to look at, have a mini camp, and do some soul searching on who wants to be here and who's not. Again, I use the word who wants to be here. The Lions have gotten many players, veterans, and free agents that basically looked at the money factor and didn't look at the honey factor. The honey factor being a winning team that can compete in the playoffs and also give the Detroit fans something that they have never received, a Super Bowl acclamation. Now, I can talk all kind of crap for days and days on the Detroit Lions, but this is one thing for sure I know. They got to make this draft count. They got to get kids who come in this draft who can make an immediate impact for this team. It's not going to happen any other way. And if the Lions want to be competitive next year and hopefully maybe make a bid for a playoff, they got to be consistent. They got to have people who buy in. And also, the most important thing, again, the player wants to be here and know the soul and the feelings of the Detroit fans and around the state of Michigan who all root for the Lions and get themselves together and bring a winning football team to this town. Plain and simple. I'm going to let that go. Actor and comedian Jamie Foxx came out on the defense of NBA star player Ben Simmons after sports analyst and commentator Stephen A. Smith criticized the athlete during a rant on ESPN's First Take show. During the segment on the show on Monday, April 25th, this is after the Nets were down. Smith addressed Simmons' inability to suit up for the Brooklyn Nets game in the first round matchup against the Boston Celtics following a week of speculation that he could possibly play for the series. But it didn't come to be as certain things came to fruition on Ben Simmons. Now, I don't know what the problem is with the Nets, Ben Simmons, or anything else. But I know some of the comments that were ranted and raved by Stephen A. Smith has no count on a human being who has mental circumstances, and he's not making things any better. This man has a family and loved ones who care for him. And for him to trash the man like he's a piece of garbage, instead of looking at him as a grown man who right now is going through some things, it's stupid. They ain't paying you that much to degrade someone and not have mercy. The word I'm using, is mercy on someone who's right now doing the best they can to survive. It makes no sense to do that. Anyway, the Brooklyn Nets were eliminated from the NBA playoffs on Monday after being swept 4-0 by the Boston Celtics. So we ain't got to worry about that. Stephen A. Smith can keep running his mouth. And any other broadcaster who wants to keep running his mouth, let's have some mercy on the guy here. Let's see what the Nets do. Let's see what, again, the most important person, Ben Simmons, wants to do with his life thereforth. I wish him well. By the way, NBA games tonight, Denver at Golden State. Golden State has a 3-1 lead. Chicago versus Milwaukee. Milwaukee has a 3-1 lead. Those are games tonight, boys and girls. And if you don't know, also Miami then took care of their business. They're waiting in the wings, as they say. And on the west side, we already talked a little bit about it. I'm not going to go any further. Dallas got a good way to do their thing by doing some winning. As expected, between Dallas Stars and the Vegas Golden Knights, they could have clinched some playoff berths there. However, they went into overtime in the shootout. And nothing really clicked for the Stars or the Golden Knights because they went in that particular phase. Now, the results of that particular situation is playoff tickets for the Los Angeles Kings and the Nashville Predators. But one or the other can get on in because there's one more game to go. Playoffs start Monday, boys and girls, in the NHL. You notice I haven't said anything about the Tigers, but now I will. I've got to say the best for last. A line drive single by Miguel Sandoval. And the ball either clipped Randy Grossman's glove or he wasn't ready to bend over and touch his toes and get the ball. Two runners scored on that particular play in the ninth inning. That should not have been. I've seen some keystone plays in Major League Baseball, but for the Tigers to lose the game after they fought back, Javier Baez, again, that three-run homer, got the Tigers in the groove. But again, the Tigers allow defensive miscues in the game and errors to cause hardship on everybody else on the team. That must get cleaned up. I'm not going to mention any names, but that must get cleaned up. Michael Pineda will face his former team tonight with the Detroit Tigers playing the Minnesota Twins. Second game of a three-game series. Yes, this Wednesday night. Pineda, he's 33 years old. He pitched for the Twins 3 seasons ago from 19 to 21. He was signed as a free agent with the Detroit Tigers. He had a record with the Twins of 22-13 with a 3.80 ERA. In 53 games, 52 of them were starts for Minnesota. They got a piece of good machinery there, I would say Detroit Tigers. And they get their defense together and put some high, tightly hitting, and everybody get together here. Something's not right, and the manager's going to make it right. That's just plain and simple. With the equipment the Tigers got, there's no way they should be blowing games such as that. They got to be competitive. Finally, boys and girls, the University of Detroit Mercy's athletic director, Robert Valls Jr., announced that former collegiate standout and coaching veteran, Kate Aitair, will be the 14th woman basketball coach in the school's history. Ater was an All-American student, athlete at Bowling Green. She has coached at Loyola, Chicago, St. Bonaventure, and Xavier, just to name a few. She's coming over to Detroit basketball college team for the women because it has not been good for at least 3 to 4 years, if not counting more. They need something to light a fire. And that men's team, I don't know what they're going to do about that, being Antonio Davis has left the scene for his own point of view. I can't understand why he did not stay and exercise the fifth year at U of D Mercy. You know, but his daddy brought him with him. I ain't going to say any more on that, but there's something funky in that. Something funky indeed. You need to do your thing with the people who supported you for 4 years. And you can take a fifth and do it with the team that brought you there. You don't know what kind of impact you do with other players that the university should get in order to make things right for U of D Mercy. They have the ability. And for that, boys and girls, I'm going to end this show. A lot of things going on. But again, you heard the latest. Butch Armstrong is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. You can check me out on Facebook, always on Facebook, boys and girls. Butch Armstrong's page, also Butch Davis's page. And you can go further than that. Go to the homepage. Yes, the homepage at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButtoPodomatic.com. Also to the Game Sports Show and the Game Sports Show.podbean.com. Smorgasbord of shows that are very interested indeed on that particular site, including mine, Butch on Sports. Hey, have a very good weekend. I will check you out on Sunday where we'll have some news on the draft and some other things, including the Detroit Tigers and their farewell appearance at Minnesota, and see if they can get this stuff together and put together some strings of wins there. They should do it. They can do it. Why not do it now? Hey, talk to you later. Stay safe, boys and girls.